writing stories, I cannot seem to rid myself of the unfortunate habit of having one person do nasty things to another person. In this particular story, the nasty thing that one person does to the other is far, far nastier than would appear at first sight. I therefore invite you, when it is all over, to sit back and allow your imaginations to explore and to relish all the things that took place when you were not looking. All her life, Mrs. Foster had had an almost pathological fear of missing a train, a plane, a boat, or even a theatre curtain. In other respects, she was not a particularly nervous woman, but the mere thought of being late would throw her into such a state she would begin to twitch. Nothing much, just a tiny vellicating muscle in the corner of her left eye, like a secret wink.
I'll take the luggage out to the car now, madam. I don't think he'll be long now, madam. You'll catch the plane all right.
Walker.
Madam.
What time is it?
4:11, madam.
It's nearly 4:15.
I know.
Unless I drive like a bat out of hell, we'll never get to the airport on time.
Then drive like a bat out of hell.
Pig.
That's enough of that, Arthur.
I don't care. He makes her wait on purpose just to upset her. Does it every time.
You keep your thoughts to yourself. Who are you to say makes her wait on purpose? That's a terrible thing to say. What's more, I don't believe it's true either.
Last week, going to the opera, he was that late she needed smelling salts by the time we got there. I'll tell you something, Mr. Walker, I'm glad he's giving us the 6 weeks off. I'm just about up to here with it.
A word of advice, Arthur. If you don't like working for Mr. Foster, find yourself another job. Otherwise, keep your mouth tight shut.
The luggage is in the car, madam.
What time is it?
4:13.
It takes an hour to get to Heathrow. The plane leaves for New York at 6:15. I have to be there at least an hour beforehand for all the formalities. I'll be late. I just know I'm going to be late.
I think you'll be there in time, madam. I warned Mr. Foster that you must leave at 4:15. There's still more than a minute.
No, I'm going to miss it. I know I'm going to miss it. What time is it now?
Not quite 4:14, madam. It'll be nice seeing Miss Ellen again, won't it, madam? Just imagine seeing your grandchild for the first time, the excitement. Oh, and madam, be sure to tell Miss Ellen to bring the baby.
Now I really will miss it. Oh, God, I wish he'd come. What time is it, Walker?
Just after 4:15, ma'am. There you are, madam. You'll catch the plane with ease now. You'll see. No need to worry. Arthur will get you there in plenty of time. You mark my words.
I suppose we'd better get going if you want to catch that plane.
Oh, yes, dear, yes. Everything's ready. Arthur's waiting.
Good.
Well, Walker has your coat, dear. Put it on.
So I'll be with you in a moment. I just want to wash my hands.
I'm going to wait in the car. Arthur, I'll miss the plane now, won't I?
No, I don't think so, madam. I'll get you there in time.
Oh, God.
Arthur, I was listening to the radio. They say it's foggy at the airport.
Oh, no.
It's not too bad here, sir.
It's often foggy at Heathrow and perfectly clear everywhere else. I shouldn't be surprised if the flight's cancelled.
Don't say that, dear, please.
Arthur.
Sir?
This isn't the Monte Carlo rally. Yes, I shall move into the club tonight. A nice change staying at the club.
Yes, dear. And I'll write you from New York.
Do sit back there. You'll make me nervous.
When you've finished, come downstairs and get your wages.
Thank you, Mr. Walker.
And don't forget to leave me an address and a phone number where I can get you urgent. Mr. Foster's going to send me a wire when he wants the house reopened in about 6 weeks. Just wanted to get an address for Arthur, too.
I'll be staying with my sister, Mr. Walker.
Oh, I'll miss it now. I know I will.
Stop fussing. It doesn't matter anyway. Flight's bound to be cancelled. I don't know why we'd bother to come this far. By chance. Plane does take off, you're certain to miss it now. There's no chance of catching it. Why don't you resign yourself to that? Won't you?
Won't I what?
Be certain to miss the plane if it goes. We can't drive fast in this muck.
Oh.
There, we're stuck. I knew it.
No, sir, we've made it. This is the terminal. Now, just you wait here, madam, and I'll find out what's going on.
I don't expect letters from me. I don't believe in writing letters. Unless there's something specific to say.
Yes, dear, I know, so don't you bother. I'll write once a week.
Yes, I'll call into the house occasionally to pick up the mail and wind the clocks.
Yes, dear.
Madam, your flight's delayed, all right, but they want you to hang about as they think the fog will lift in an hour or two. You're expected in the first-class lounge. I'll just see to the luggage.
Well, goodbye, dear.
Have a good trip. Tell Ellen I think of her.
I will. May I have another orange juice, please?
Certainly, madam. Nothing worse than hanging about, is there?
Oh, I don't mind, really. Not out here at the airport. At least one's here. I mean, there's no chance of missing the plane.
Oh, that's true.
It's odd, but I'm really rather enjoying myself. There's a sort of comradeship, sort of safe feeling. I'm silly, I know, but I can't bear to be late. Just the thought of being late. It's from childhood. My father was an army officer, colonel. He was very strict, especially about mealtimes. God help us if we were even a minute late. And that's why I get so worked up now. My husband. I'm not blaming him. He just doesn't understand how upset I get.
Excuse me. Yes? Yes. Yes, I see. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, but the fog doesn't look like clearing, so the flight, I'm afraid, is canceled.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're very sorry about all this, but we're going to try and get you all on our next flight to New York, which will be at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I want to speak to Mr. Foster. His wife.
Yes, just a moment. So if you'd like to tell me what arrangements you want made, bearing in mind that you must be here by 10 o'clock.
Hello, dear. The flight has been cancelled. We won't leave until 11 tomorrow. Well, yes, I'm very disappointed. Well, the servants have left the house already. Oh, well, I'll just get myself a room somewhere. Don't you bother about it. What? But the house is empty. Oh, don't be silly, dear. You don't want to come back from the club now. But there's no food in the house. There's nothing. What do you want to come back for? I'm not fussing, dear. It's just that... Yes. All right, dear. I'll get myself a sandwich. Then I'll see you at the house.
I'm just taking the names of those people who want an hotel for now.
A hotel?
Yes. We'll put you up near the airport.
No.
There you are. I've just got in myself. And how is New York, Alice?
You must be tired. Better go to bed.
I'm sorry about this. There really was no need for you to come home. They offered to put us up in a hotel for the night. But I didn't realize. I didn't think it was too late.
Stop fussing. Anyway, I wanted to come home. Again, they're a rotten room at the club.
I have to be back there at 10. The plane leaves at 11.
If the fog clears.
It's clearing now. There's a wind coming up.
Well, I've ordered a car for 9. That should give us plenty of time.
Oh, thank you, dear. But I hope you're not going to bother to come all that way again just to see me off.
No, I don't think I will. But there's no reason why you shouldn't drop me at the bank first. I want to see how they're managing things.
The bank's in the city. It's completely in the wrong direction.
But as I said, we'll have plenty of time. What's the matter, dear? Don't you want to drop me at the bank? Morning, dear. Did you sleep well?
Like a baby. The car's here. The driver's waiting. I'm all ready to go.
So, how about your luggage?
It's at the airport.
Oh, of course. Well, if you're going to drop me at the bank first, I suppose we'd better be going pretty soon.
Yes, oh, yes, please.
Yes, I'll be right with you. I'm just going to get myself a few cigars. You get in the car, Alice.
What time is it?
Just after 9, madam.
Perhaps you'll be lucky this time.
Hurry, please. Please, I'm late.
Just a minute, driver, will you?
What is it, dear?
Well, I had a little present I wanted to give Ellen. Now, where on earth is it? I swear I had it in my hand when I came down.
I never saw you carrying anything. What sort of present? What did it look like?
A little box wrapped in white paper. I forgot to give it to you yesterday. I don't want to forget again today.
I never saw you carrying a little box. I'd have seen it, wouldn't I? A little box, I'd have seen it.
Found it, I must have left it in my bedroom. I won't be a moment.
Oh, please! Please, we haven't got time. Oh, please leave it. You can mail it. It's only one of those silly little combs. You're always giving a comb.
Oh, what's wrong with combs, may I ask?
Nothing, dear, nothing, I'm sure, but...
Stay here, I'm going to get it.
Please, please, please don't. You can mail it.
Stay here.
Be quick. Please, be quick. Please. Driver, what time is it?
I make it nearly 9:15, madam.
Can we make it? Oh, God! I have to be there by 10. Can we make it, do you think?
That all depends on the traffic, don't it, madam? Maybe we can, maybe we can't.
I found it! Look! How did it get down there? Well, now he'll be up there searching all over for it. Driver, quickly, run in and call him down, will you? Quickly! Quickly!
Can't get in, lady.
Well, without a key.
Do you have the key?
Yes, yes, somewhere, somewhere. Just wait. Here it is. Then, no, I'll go. It'll be quicker. I know where he'll be. Too late. I can't wait for him. I simply can't. I'll miss the plane. Hurry, driver, hurry. To the airport. Quickly, quickly, quickly.
Yeah, aren't we going to wait for your husband, madam?
Certainly not. I was only going to drop him at the bank. He'll understand. He'll get a cab. Now, don't just sit there talking. Get going. I've got a plane to catch for New York.
Yes, madam.
My dear, it's Tuesday today, and so another letter. This, believe it or not, is the sixth letter I've written to you from New York. The 6 weeks have gone so very quickly. It's suddenly turned very cold here and wet. It's been raining every day, but little Cornelia doesn't mind, and we went to the zoo in Central Park yesterday. Ellen and Mike say they'll be sad to see me go, but I think they're just being polite. Expect a cable from me in the next day or two. I intend to be back by the weekend after next. Now, I hope you've been taking your meals regularly, dear. Although this is something I'm afraid you may not have been doing when I'm not there.
Would you be so kind as to carry my bags up the stairs? I don't want any change. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is that the elevator emergency service? This is Mrs. Foster. Foster Hill House? Yes, that's right. Could you send someone round as soon as possible, do you think? Yes. It seems to be stuck between the first and second floor. No, I don't know when it happened. There's been no one here for 6 weeks, and it must have been as long as that. You see, I've been away. Oh, thank you so much. You see, my legs aren't too good for walking up the stairs. Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you. Goodbye.